As we examine exactly why IFAs are struggling, I produced a few graphics for you to share. And the first graphic that you see on screen is the picture of the Model T Ford. Now, the Model T Ford worked. It got millions of people from A to B pretty effectively. But clearly, it was overtaken by competition. And as the years moved on, what got them there into that point in history would not compete against what was happening in the future. And that's what I want to say about your business model, the vehicle that's brought you to this point in history. Whatever professional skills you've developed, if you think what got you here will get you there, then that itself is a problem. You need a completely new business model if you're going to compete in the killer era of competition in the future. As you consider the message of the Model T Ford, you may think that what I'm referring to is something to do with the regulatory authorities, the changing framework of the industry. It hasn't. Nothing to do with that. It's to do with the world of business around you. So we're now going to have a look at some more graphics showing what it is that IFAs say to me as I travel around the country they're struggling with. You ready for this? I'm going to discuss with you the symptoms that are expressed to me concerning the pressures that people feel in their business. The first thing they say to me is that they're time stressed. They simply don't have enough time to do with all the things necessary to run a small business in financial services. They next tell me that they're overwhelmed with regulatory responsibility. It's put enormous pressure on their small business to deal with everything that the regulator wants them to deal with. The most insidious problem they express to me, the symptom that they feel, is that they feel trapped in their own business. They've created a monster which they can't get away from, and if they do try and get away from it to have more free time, then the business begins to collapse around them. They tell me that as the economy rattles and rolls and goes through a helter-skelter around them, that they feel that their profits are reducing and becoming wafer thin, and they have to put more energy into their business to bring the profits back to where they used to be. They tell me that they have a major challenge in attracting new clients on a consistent basis. They may get referrals, they may get word of mouth recommendations, but they have no control over that, and there's no consistency in either the quality, type or number of clients coming to them. Another symptom that they talk about is the technology that they're having to wrestle with. Technology is being thrown at them, it's becoming part of the business scene, and it doesn't all seem to link together in their minds or in their businesses, and they're really struggling with the different types of technology that is required to run a successful business today. They tell me that they're bombarded with information, whether on the internet or by the regulator or by business organisations around them or the network that they're part of. They're just bombarded with an overload of information flow. They tell me that they fear the competition around them. The competition seems to be doing things that they don't understand and seem to be attracting brilliant clients and charging them very high fees. They simply don't understand how that's happening. Next, they tell me that they have a legacy of clients which sits like a burden of stones on their shoulders. It's overwhelming them. It's a weight around their necks because the clients that they've built up as a legacy over the past probably aren't profitable, consume masses of time and energy, and they're not sure why they're still dealing with them, but they don't feel appropriate to try and rid themselves of that legacy. And finally, they feel under attack. Whenever they turn to the media, wherever they go to a more cynical public, they feel constantly under attack, whether politically, legislationally, or simply the way the world treats their business and their industry, it feels under pressure. Those then are the uncomfortable list of symptoms that IFAs, financial advisors, financial planners around the country communicate to me, beset them, and cause them to feel under pressure. The question is this: I wonder what the causes are, and we need to examine that in a future module.